Closer so that there is more place for the people to come.
Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. علمت نفس ما فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون فأين تذهبون فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم من يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى وجل وعلا in his blessed words and blessed guidance which came in the form of Quran. This Quran is the one which changed the course of history, the humanity and the people living at that time. The weapon, the tool which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to change and to guide people was the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ, that remind them through the Quran. But what is the reason that the Quran is not changing me today? It is not changing me for the good. Although this is the advice of Allah Jalla Majduhu, this is the guidance, this is the complete guidance, and with it we have the practical guidance in the form of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have theoretical and practical. So in spite of having the theoretical and practical, then what's happening with myself? To change a person, really one or two words are sufficient. But if a person chooses not to change himself, then even listening directly from Allah Jalla Majduhu would not benefit the person. I am indicating towards when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the angels and shaitan directly. Usjudu li Adam, that bow down and prostrate in front of Adam. This was not given through any medium, this command. This was not given through a prophet. This was not given through an angel. It was the direct words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But millions of angels, they followed, and the one who chose not to follow, he didn't follow. He didn't bow down. So this means that really it is up to the person. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran as well. That إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ, Allah will not change the condition of people until they will change what is within themselves, meaning they want to change themselves. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla saying, I am not going to change as well. Because He has equipped you, if He has given you guidance and everything, then there is a role which you have to play. No one can play that role instead of you. No prophet, no wali, no angel. It's like eating. You eat for yourself. No one can eat. If salah is fard, it is you who have to perform. No prophet or wali or your parents or father or brothers can pray instead of you. Your obligation you have to fulfill. It's your obligation. I have recited some of the verses of Surah Al-Takwir, which is the 81st Surah of Quran. And this was revealed in very beginning, so this means it had a very profound effect upon the people of Makkah, that whoever changed, they changed this. This was one of the few surahs which were revealed the first time in the beginning of the Quran. I have recited many verses, but I would just, in this short time, because we only have half an hour, 40 minutes or so, I am going to focus on one verse from this surah, which is the 26th verse which I recited to you. And this verse only have two words in it, but it has the power to change anything. This verse, this ayah only have two words in it. But for a thinking person, a learning person, a wise person, it is sufficient to guide him. It is sufficient to put him on the right course. The Quran have hundreds and thousands of words. Person will not benefit from it if he doesn't want. But if he wants, if you want and I want today, these two words are sufficient. This one verse, he doesn't have 10 words, 15 words or anything. It has only two words. I have recited in front of you by the fadla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I will only focus on this one. I will leave the other one for another time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. فَأَيْنَ means where, so where. So what does the verse mean? So Allah azza wa jalla is saying, so where are you going? Now this actually addresses all humanity and you and me as well. It is directly Allah azza wa jalla speaking to you, because his kalam is for until day of judgment. So today it is active in the same way and valid as it was for those people. So directly you should consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you, so where are you going? Where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going? Now just to reflect upon this. So firstly it is asking, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. What is your direction in life? What is your direction in life? Do you have a direction? This is also the point. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Are you going somewhere or you are not going somewhere? Are you directionless? You don't have any purpose? You are not. Are you just actually one statistic? One person who, like animals, will just live, eat and sleep, and then eat and sleep and go to toilet and then think of eat and like that. That's how you are going to go? So first of all, it is mentioning that you should have a direction in life, a purpose in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going, my servant, my worshipper, or you, the human being, oh human being. So it's as though you are being addressed directly. Your name is Bashir, Adil, Faqir, Nadir, Imran, whatever. It's as though it is being said actually, Imran, Abdullah, where are you going? You have a direction in life, you have or not? But also it is important, it's not enough to have direction in life. Many people are walking towards something else and somewhere. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Just think, where are you going? Where are you heading towards? But are they going towards the right direction, the right side? That is very important. It's not enough to just walk about. I am walking about, I'm running around, I'm driving around. You are driving around, but is your direction right or not? Is it towards your destination or is it towards your destruction? Is it towards destination you are going, or is it a destruction you are going towards? So Allah Jalla Majduhu is mentioning, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. What is your direction? Many people are going. Someone, okay, they have made their direction, I want to marry this woman. But after that, what will happen? After you married, then there'll still be emptiness in you. If you don't believe me, ask those people who are already married. That is, they are fulfilled now, and you won't be fulfilled as well. And the others who say direction is, they actually make a very big purpose. Oh, I want to find a job. I'm looking for a job these days. This is my direction and purpose. Career. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Career. Okay? But after you have got the career, after you got the job, finish, you will get the satisfaction, or will there be something further? Will there still be emptiness, hollowness? If you do not believe me what I am saying, then ask those people who have jobs that they have satisfied. You can ask anyone who have very actually good jobs. So what I am saying is that Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Acha, agar jagah nahi na rahi, to maybe direct people on the upper floor, they can go from the other side and sit on the kitchen area if they don't have place. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. The Allah Jalla Majduhu is saying in the Surah Taqwir, the verse 26, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, that O human being, O my servant, what is your direction in life? Towards what you are heading. And I am saying that we have different directions. We are, someone has career as a direction, someone has a marriage as a direction. But all these things, once you will get there and you will realize that really they were not actually the fulfillment. You still are not fulfilled. Many people in the world have a wish and a dream, we will reach Europe. Now you have reached Europe, is that the end? Or is there further something? So first thing Allah Azza wa Jal here is indicating, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, where are you heading towards? See, if you're, are you heading towards hellfire? Are you heading towards prison? Are you heading towards a destruction? What will be the end where you are what you are doing? Are you heading towards the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you heading towards the curse of Allah? Or anything? So this is indicating that the person should have right direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this verse that readdress, just stop and think where you're going. Like when you are driving and you don't know where you're going, the wise thing is to stop and figure out where you are and which side you should be heading. And direction was given, the right direction was given by the director, which is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ultimate director. He came to direct us. So first of all, this verse has this indication, ishara, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, that you are heading somewhere, is it correct? If not, then change your direction and make some purpose, a life which is full of purpose. It should have a purpose. It should have a purpose. Why you are born? Why you are born? Try to find out that purpose. Yes, we can say, well, we are born actually to serve Allah, but to serve Allah through what? Everyone has that capacity, some special quality which other people don't have. Someone is, for example, a good artist. So find that, what is your purpose, why you were born, what is your, you should know what is your actually purpose of life. What are you born for? Which quality, which skill, which has been programmed in you? You might be a good artist, very good artist, and you can serve people and achieve the pleasure of Allah based upon intention by being artist, designing thing, whatever, benefiting the humanity. Everyone doesn't need to sit in the mosque, in the masjid. Some person might be actually a good speaker, a good writer, a good sportsman. Now he plays something very good, for example, he's good. So he can make that, turn that into purpose of life, that I am good in this, I am going to utilize it for the benefit of humanity and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this field. I will earn livelihood, good and well. I will benefit others, benefit myself, but will have sincerity in there. Someone might be good at science, or they are good mechanic or whatever. So this is something for you to figure out. Something for you to figure out. One scholar was saying, someone informed me, I was on the motorway, as saying, what do you think is my purpose of life? He said, at the moment there is a truck in front of me. I can't tell you. You have to actually introspect into your life. You know what you can do better. Try. Are you a good sportsman? You good educationalist? Good mechanic? Good scientist? Good artist? Good speaker? Good businessman? Good worker? Everyone has a special quality, really, which they are very good at. They are expert, they can become expert, they can reach the peak. They might be a good reciter, a good teacher, or a good actually governor, or a person who rules, whatever. So what I'm saying is that this verse actually is indicating from the beginning, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Oh human being, where are you heading towards? Are you just aimlessly wandering? No, this is not right. Readdress and put your direction towards right side or the right direction, which obviously is peace. Peace and tranquility. And you can only get peace and tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So heading towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how now you should actually go towards Him, as I am saying, select one field, whichever you are good at. You know, everyone doesn't need to be a scholar, everyone doesn't need to be a qari. For example, you can be actually a social welfare officer, helping people. You can be a driver, you can be a doctor, whatever you know what you are good at. Could be a worker. But whatever you do, do with sincerity, with ikhlas, for the pleasure of Allah, and that will become worship for you. That will become worship for you, that driving, that seeing, treating the people medically, that helping the children, even if you get a job in nursery, serving the children, changing their nappies, although it is actually thing, but it can get you the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serving the needy, serving the disabled, whatever, they are big things in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one misconception which our people sometimes have. Everyone wants to be a scholar. Everyone wants to be actually a high-ranking scholar or anything. It might not be for you. You need, yes, necessary knowledge, and okay, there need to be some scholars who can teach. But actually you find what you are good at. If you are good at reading and teaching, good and well. If not, do something else. And what you are good at, just find it out. And actually, inshallah, then you can. Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I saw a man holding the curtain of Kaaba, and I thought, what a wonderful person, what a pious man, that he is praying and he is weeping and he is holding the curtain of Kaaba. But he said, when I looked with the inner eye, I saw his heart was full with dunya, with the love of dunya. And then he said, I saw a man selling tomatoes and cucumbers in the streets of Bistam. And when I diverted my attention to his inner self, I saw his heart is filled with the awe and presence and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he, by selling tomatoes and cucumbers, were getting closeness to Allah. And this person, by holding the ghulab and the curtain of Kaaba, is not getting closeness, because he's not changing intention. His intention is still bad. His intention is still dunya. He's not actually making it sincere. That is why, I think I mentioned to you before, one of his disciples said to Sayyidina, because he was a great wali, and people take barakah and blessings from them and their clothes. So one was very, very, loyal and very beloved, and he was in awe of the status of Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami. So he was a murid. So he said, Sayyidi, please, could you give me your cloak as a gift? I just want to keep for barakah. I will get barakah, I'll get blessing, I might become a better person, I might become a good person. This is the idea when many, many people of us have as well. Some say, okay, when we'll go in Kaaba, I will become a better person. When I will go in Medina, I will become. It didn't change Abu Jahl. It didn't change Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Salul, the head of Munafiqeen, living in Medina. So many people are going for outward. If I have this blessing, clothes, I will be a very barakah. So he asked Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami rahmahullah. His name was Taifur. He's called Bayazid, actually, because the father of Yazid called his son, but his name, actual name, was Taifur. Very beautiful name. So he said, my son, you're asking, I can give you my cloak, that's no problem. But the reason why you're asking, you're not going to benefit. For the reason what you're asking. He said, even if I give you my skin, even if I take my skin off and give it to you, and you can, you still will not benefit. Let aside my chadar or my mantle or my cloak, you won't benefit even from, if I take my skin now and give it to you and you wear it, until you do not acquire what is in Bayazid's heart, until you don't attain what is in the heart of Bayazid, the presence, the sincerity, the ikhlas, the truthfulness, the clarity of purpose, until you don't change your matter, this outward thing is not going to benefit you. So he made it clear that, you see, some people are actually relying upon outward things, actually, that I will get this, I will get. You will only get benefit from it when you have love and sincerity inside as well. Then actually will change. Then it will make your body a blessing as well. So anything which you touch your body will become a blessing, a tabarruk as well. But if that doesn't come, then it is actually a matter. So what I'm saying to you, that the verse is indicating towards actually that set a right direction for you. Firstly, figure out why you are on the face of the earth. Why you are on the face of the earth. Rasulullah said, people are like mines. Mine meaning gold mine, coal mine, silver mines, diamonds, meaning there are different kinds. So people have, what does it mean? People have different qualities. So everyone doesn't have same quality. So what gold can do, metal cannot do. What metal can do, the gold can't do. So they have different skills, they have different abilities and capacities. So for you, actually, the first thing obviously is the ultimate direction, the pleasure of Allah. But for you to think, figure out is, how I am going to do that? What is my purpose, my passion of life, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent? And that should be something which you are good at, which you like to do, which you like to do, which you are good at. It just fits in with your personality. And through that, be it business, be it teaching, be it serving, be it praying, be it actually some other, as I say, being a mechanic, being a doctor, whatever lawful matter. And through that, because of the purity of intention, like Sayyidina Bayezid Bistami Rahmatullahi said, you can actually achieve the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can be a sportsman, you can be a driving instructor, whatever, all lawful. That's why you see the Anbiya alayhi Islam and Awliya Allah, they adopted different skills, different professions. Some were sewing clothes, some were raising sheep, some were businessmen, some were working with their hands, some were working with metal, some were working with wood, some others were teaching. They are different. So that is why Islam is for all people and not for only people who are, for example, who are scholars or anything. Yes, there should be, like there should be doctors in the society to treat you when you, there's need of treatment. But everyone doesn't need to become a doctor to be healthy. Everyone doesn't need to be a doctor to be healthy. You just have to follow the advice. Okay. Next thing is about this, where you're going, which inshallah maybe in future I will go in little bit of detail, that is to discover that what is driving you towards wherever you're going. You're going somewhere, so to discover the motives behind what is at the background which is pushing you. Is it actually a bad company? Is it good company? Is it actually greed which is driving you? Is it actually lust which is driving you? Is it anger which is taking you towards this direction? Ye bhi phir agli baat phir ye discover karna hai ki aap jis taraf ja rahe hain, you can't stop until you get rid of what is the motive and what is the drive between you, behind it actually. So you have to figure out. If you're going toward this direction, is it lust? Is it greed? Is it what is it? A negative thing which is driving you. So then one has to actually get rid of it. Some people, for example, would say, I get negative thought. You see, if you have negative motives, you will get negative thought, you will get bad thoughts. So if you have lust, then you will get bad. If you have greed, you will get bad thoughts. If you have anger, you will get bad thoughts. If you have made something objective, a wrong thing, you will get bad thoughts. They are byproduct actually of these things. Anyway, so I will just leave it to there actually, that firstly, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُوا, where you are going, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So firstly, you should be going somewhere, but make sure wherever you are going, it is the right direction. And secondly, to discover what's your purpose, why you are born. Are you born to be a cook? Maybe you are. You are a very good cook. Some people are good sports, some people are good cleaners, some people are good pilots, whatever is your passion, whatever you feel, recognize, you know it better. I can't tell you that you should know it better. Because what you like, what you are good at, and then excel in that and make that a means to achieve the pleasure of Allah. Meaning, when you will benefit yourself and humanity through that profession to please Allah, you are actually achieving the purpose. No matter what business, what you are doing, you are a policeman, you are a soldier or whatever. Now the next things are very important. I would have liked to go through, but they are very important. But I will just give you title, the themes of it. They are more interesting than this what we have said. They come under this verse as well. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, that where are you going? We've just discussed one thing, the direction. But what is the next five things? Where is your body going? Your hands, your feet, your eyes, what are you making out of this? Where is it heading? What will it become after if it carries on like that? Benefit, healthy, sinful, harmful, beneficial. Where is your body going? Number two, فَإِنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? Meaning, where is your mind going? The type of mind you are developing, where are you heading towards with this mind? What will your mind will become? A devil's mind or a wali's mind? Thirdly, where is your heart going? فَإِنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. This is another topic. Where is your heart heading towards? Because they are all parts of you. Fourthly, where is your soul going? Where is your nafs heading towards? What is going to become after soon? Is it going to become something beneficial, harmful for itself, whatever? And number five, where is your ruh going? Where is that heading? So in this one verse, there's six things mentioned. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where you are going. And we've discussed the first thing, that actually that direction, which direction you are heading. You are, meaning, what is the purpose of your life? As they said, the purpose should be something which you benefit forever and ever, which is the pleasure of Allah, the peace, the tranquility, the blessing to attain it forever and ever. And how you can achieve that? You have to discover yourself. You are born with those instincts. You are born with that ability. Maybe you are courageous. Maybe you have business mind. Maybe you have a very delicate mind. Maybe you have a very sharp mind. Maybe you have a brain of a scientist. Maybe you are good with sports. You have to discover, and through that you can, by using it for the benefit of humanity, alhamdulillah, you can actually achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we discussed, and the five things we didn't discuss, inshallah, another time. That where is your body going? Where is your mind going? Where is your heart heading for? Where is your soul? And where is your spirit going? If we do a little bit analysis of that, we will become even more clear we are. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to reflect. Imagine, this is a two word verse only. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going? And to reflect little deeply and to think, it can change. It can change a person's direction. It can change a person's life and direction of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable me and you to readdress our situation. Lastly, just one example I will give before we finish. People say, there is so much attraction in this dunya. There is so much, there are women, there are men, their car, their beauty, there is houses, their old things, their drugs, their immediate pleasures and all these things. So I said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that they are there. Allah azza wa jalla himself has mentioned, zuyyina linnas, beautified is for people, the love of women, the love of gold, silver, horses, meaning cars, etc. So these things the matter. But the matter is that the lives which we have 60 or 100 years, compared to Akhirah, or not Akhirah, but Barzakh and Day of Judgment. We don't compare it to Akhirah, because Akhirah is infinite. There's no end. It's infinite, meaning without any end. Okay, comparing our this dunya, as you know, all of you are aware, because I mention very often about barzakh, you know, the third life of human being, from the world of spirit to dunya and barzakh. Barzakh, the life in the grave, and the life of day of judgment. If we compare our this life, dunya, of 100 years to 50,000 years, of day of judgment and thousands of years of barzakh, this life becomes like 3 minutes or 2 to 3 minutes. Compared to that time, and if we analyze, 2 to 3 minutes, those 3 minutes, not compared to Akhirah, that's compared to the barzakh and also the day of judgment. Okay, you have understood that? Okay, now imagine you are in a room So I've said it is 3 minutes really, compared to that life, compared to one day of judgment and some days of barzakh. So imagine you are in a room, the room is quite big, and in that room there's all luxury and all whatever you want to do. All the desires can be fulfilled. There are drugs in there. There is the alcohol, which actually are favorite drugs, which are favorite of some people. There is the food, 7-star food is there. There are women, there are men, most beautiful women are there. And there are cars, there is sofa, there is a very good bed. Anything which you can think of, the best is there. On the other side, there is Quran lying down on the cupboard, and there is a prayer mat and place for wudu. And you are said, you are informed that gentleman or lady, you have 3 minutes. You have 3 minutes up to your death. All these players, you can watch the favorite movie or play your favorite game or whatever, do zina or whatever, it's up to you. They are beautiful women, they are beautiful men, they are actually the car, beautiful cars, they are beautiful money, their money, everything is there. You can do, you can eat whatever you want, but there are 3 minutes only. What would a person do? On one side there is nothing, there is only Quran, prayer mat, place to do wudu. And you are told you only have 3 minutes now, actually, that's it. That's your life. So what do you think majority or all people will go for? What do you think they will go for? All these luxuries and pleasures, or they will go towards the Quran and praying 2 nafl maybe in 2 minutes or whatever? What do you think? Ye kya khayal hai? Are you double-minded still? Have you understood? What do you think? Which side they should go? Our people will go. They will go towards actually prayer mat or wudu or Quran. But isn't there attraction? Isn't there beautiful women, the movies, the cars? They are all there. The attraction is still there. But why they go towards other things? Because they know it's only a matter of 3 minutes. Although, yes, we like it very much. We'll get it better, we'll get these things better on the other side after our death. So they don't. So same situation is this here now. This dunya is like that room. And all the attractions and the drugs and everything, beauties and attractions are that, those like these things. But here you have opportunity to pray and to come closer to Allah. And when you are told that there's only 3 minutes you have compared to Day of Judgment or anything, that is why the wise people, Anbiya, Awliya, have taught us, and the wise people, they go for that. They know there is attraction there, but at the same time they know it's a very limited time. What will happen after when the time expires? This is. So this is the muraqabah or meditation. This is what you should think really, actually. When you feel attracted or sin and other things, okay, yes, there is attraction, but Allah has promised much better things, much better luxuries and pleasures for you in a lawful manner. And this is a life of some days. That is why it is in the Quran also, when people on the Day of Judgment will be asked, Kam labithtum fil ardi adada sinin. How many years have you lived on the face of the earth? They will say, Qalu labithna yawman aw ba'da yawm. We lived there for a day or a part of day. Fas'alil adin. They say, we're really not sure, even part of day. We are not even sure about that. Fas'alil adin. Ask those people who know really. We are just guessing. So the guess, the good guess of people will be a day or a part of day, but they won't be sure really. Now they'll be confused that how much really have we lived years. They won't answer in years, they will answer in a day or a part of day. قَالَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The one who knows will say to them, you only stayed there even for shorter time. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you knew, really. So this is reality, and you can say that, you know, you, not on the day of judgment. Now, if you think, if you are 20 years old, 10 years old, 30 years old, for think how much have you lived? Think about the 30 years which is past, 40 years which is past. It's like a dream. It's just gone. It's just a thought now. Finish, end of the matter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us actually to deeply think on this verse and reflect and change our direction. I'm not saying to you, you see, I'm not saying you go and sit in the jungle. I'm saying to find a profession which you like, to find the skill which you have, become a good plumber, good engineer, good pilot, good worker, good a doctor, and use those things actually to achieve the pleasure of Allah. How do you use those things? To benefit humanity and to benefit yourself. You benefit humanity with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become pleased, because Rasulullah said, Khairun nas man yanfa'un nas. The best amongst people is the one who is most beneficial for them. And that benefit is not about knowledge only, but it can be a beneficial of medical nature, mechanical nature. It can be you are helping people in there's so many 101 ways. And you are all different. I'm not saying, some people say, oh, I am very shy, I can't speak. Well, if you can't speak, you think deeply, then you can do something with your hand to do that. So alhamdulillah, people are doing, like our brother Nasir, mashallah, look, he can't walk properly because he was paralyzed. But now he has sent hundreds and thousands of pounds of aid to Syria, and now he's also working toward Pakistan and Yemen and Bangladesh and other countries as well. So he's found his purpose. Kya khayal hai Nasir? You found what you can do. You have found what you can do. He's not a scholar, so he can't actually run. He not a for example, highly qualified in mechanical or engineering, that he was in. So he found that there is a something in him which makes him very careful, or actually with sympathy and empathy towards people. He's worried about the people should benefit. But he doesn't have money. He doesn't have logistics. So he said, okay, but I have this passion. I found this passion to help people. So I don't have, I'll ask others. So he goes around cities and getting money together and sending, and he's doing and achieving the pleasure of Allah. If he's doing it with sincerity, alhamdulillah, that's the purpose of his life. He's made his life. So you find it yourself. It doesn't have to be charity work. You can be a simple worker, you can be a teacher, whatever, actually lawful, all lawful profession, actually do it in a proper manner. And then save the humanity from the harms and benefit. And alhamdulillah, that's what it is. Jazakumullah khairan al-jaza. Subhanaka Allahu wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Assalamualaikum brothers. Now that you've heard, anyone who wants to go towards the pleasure of Allah, there's a course of self-purification that is taught at the center under the guidance of the teacher. Ultimately, free of charge, the only thing that they require is if you have the will and the want to change and want to go in that direction, that's the only requirement there is. It's only required, nothing else. If you want to know further about the course of self-purification.
So what is being said is, just to explain to them actually properly, actually what is being said, that whatever you are doing, all these people here, some might be a firefighter, some are businessmen, what this course, tazkiyah, purification does is that it lets your all organs of the body and mind and heart to be used in a positive manner, to use in a beneficial manner wherever you are. So it is for all people. Even if you are a cleaner, even if you are a qari, if you are an alim, if you are a non-scholar, if you are a worker, whatever. Because obviously wherever you are using your organs, you are not actually
floating in the air without here and there. Obviously, you're using your eyes, hands, feet, wherever you're working at the airport or you're working in the hospital. So this course equips you, it takes the negative part away and gives you the positive usage so that wherever you are, you achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what actually Ustaz Shafiq actually is saying.
So if anybody is interested, after the Zikr Majlis, I will be here in front of the masjid. I will sit with you for 10-15 minutes and explain the course of amplification. Then it's up to you whether you want to take it or not. At least, if nothing else, at least you will be informed and know that there is a way to achieve that if you so wish and desire. So anyone who's interested, please come and see me and inshallah I will sit with you and explain the course of amplification. As you're aware, Sheikh Ahmed Dabagh, they've been to Pakistan and just come back. They did a cross-country tour of Pakistan where they met everybody, the doctors and academics, prominent ulama, and to the common folk they met and did a cross-country tour. They literally spent day and night spreading the message and the message of Deen. And if you want to know further details of what they did and everything, there's post on Sheikh Ahmed Dabagh page as well. There's upcoming international tours. There's Umrah trip coming up. That's on the 25th of March to the first week of April, and that's coming up. And from the second week of April to the first week of May, a trip to South America, a country called Guyana, where major Islamic conferences are taking place. So there's a trip going there as well. There's a trip to International Sufi Conference in Morocco and the surrounding cities on the 7th and the 10th of May, from the 7th to the 17th of May, the Sufi Conference as well, that's in Morocco. If you want further details for all them, get in touch with Brother Farouk and Brother Wakas, if you want to know any further booking details and things like that. And if you don't know who they are, if you approach me, inshallah, we'll send you who they are as well. If you want further updates, then you can be posted, kept in touch as well on the Sheikh Ahmed Dabagh page as well. Now, the reason for mentioning this is if you want to travel or be part in any of these trips, to give your name, and if you can't give up your time, then you can financially sponsor somebody else to go. If you cannot do that, then just finance some literature for the tours that are happening. And if you can't do that, then even financing one book would participate in that, because for logistic purposes, particular material as well. So if you can't give a lot, just a few books or double, give your part in it as well. There's also monthly dawahs as well. There's a spiritual retreat of body, mind and heart and soul taking place in the Consulate Masjid in London. That's from the 25th to 26th of March. It starts at 8 p.m. It's a free entry, and there's facilities for sisters too as well in there. If you want further information, if you can contact Brother Javed, and then he'll give you further information regarding that as well. Inshallah, there is a Jamia Muhammadiyya sisters reunion event as well, and that's on the 1st of April, Saturday 2017, and the venue is in Oldham, Eastern Pavilion. The time is from 2 till 6 p.m. The brothers can book stalls at the venue as well through the merums of the sisters and everything. An opportunity for the sisters to invite all friends and acquaintances as well to gathering. To book a stall, please contact Brother Saab or Brother Mazhar for that as well, for further information if you need them regarding the stalls. There's a weekly majlis in Liverpool, John Moore University. The date for that is the 21st of March. The time is 6:45. It is as a part of the Dawah and Conveying the Message organised by Jamia Muhammadiyya. There will be a discourse presented by one of the ustads from Jamia Muhammadiyya as well. There's a Bangla Masjid every Tuesday at 8 p.m. The venue is Intelligence Academy, Featherstall Road, Oldham. And there's if people who want to course updates, regarding things, just give your name to Brother Sadiq to see Brother Kes regarding any of the course of dates and anything regarding the spiritual journey related inquiries. Also give your names to Brother Sadiq to see Brother Usman for that, Ustad Usman for that as well. Jazakallah, that's everything. Inshallah, now there will be a second masjid madras as well. So for now, I request the brothers to stand up so you can let some blood rush down to your feet. Also, there's especially for the new brothers as well, more importantly, anybody wants to see the teacher privately as well, you can give your name to Brother Sadiq as well. wanted to see that. For that as well, give your name to Brother Sadiq. And this is Brother Sadiq at the front here. And then if you don't know, I'll point you to that. Now you can sit yourself down, inshallah, nice and neatly. Remember the three keys that Allah is with me, watching me and hearing me. Imagine the name of Allah above the gathering. Imagine the light of that is descending upon the teacher, then onto yourself. Imagine the light entering into your body, eradicating the darkness that we've been accumulating during the week. Stay with the teacher, try not to go ahead of them. Also, continue the zikr. If they go silent, continue the zikr till they've started the new zikr as well. It's a collective zikr, so by all means, raise your voices. And don't worry about being louder than the teacher because they're going to have a microphone. Exactly.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن
ولم يكن